Can everybody hear? I'll speak loud enough so everybody hears me. Tomorrow, there is a special event that is occurring in the United States. What do you think that is? Is it on all the TV reports? Are there any? Yes.
A solar eclipse?
A solar, that's a big long two words there, solar eclipse. What is a solar eclipse?
It's when the moon covers the sun.
When the moon covers the sun. Now, how is the moon going to cover the sun?
When they line up.
So how does it work? You don't know. But what happens now? What is the effect of a solar eclipse? It gets what?
Everything becomes pitch black.
So it's like somebody turns out the lights on the earth, right?
If somebody's like, you turn on the lights and then
you're
like,
wait. Oh, are you excited about it?
You're
excited about it, aren't you? Just like you're excited when your mom turns the lights out and says, go to bed, right? Well, now, have you ever seen an eclipse before? The last one they had in magnitude was back in 1979. So that was many years ago. In fact, I was working at a construction site. And I remember going out in the backyard to watch the solar eclipse. Now, they always say, don't look up at the sun. Don't watch it with your eyes, because you can do some damage to your eyes. So they have special glasses that make you look kind of funny and all that when you look at it all. But you'll see that that it becomes darker, the whole world. Will you be afraid because it's dark?
No, because it just
reminds you when you turn out the lights. Are you afraid of the dark?
No.
Okay, now I want you to do something. I want you guys to stand up here. Stand up in front. We're going to act this out, okay? This here is the sun, okay? That's the sun. Now, you guys, come up. Come to the center here, and we'll walk around you. The sun is doing what? It's orbiting. Orbiting what? Orbiting the earth, right?
Just know that God is actually behind
our prayers. Like, God is there. Even though, like the sword, like the moon blocks it out, we can't see the sun, we know the sun is there. God is there as well. And God says, all right, just wait, just be patient, and you're going to see that the moon will pass the sun, and then you'll see the sun there. You're going to see that I'm always there with you. I was always there with you. I was always holding your hand. I was carrying you when you fell down. You know, I was holding you close to my heart when you were angry or when you were lonely. Just know that I'm always there with you. You cannot see me at times. You cannot smell, taste, feel, touch, or hear sometimes. But just know that in the same way that sun is there, our God is there for us. Okay? All right. Three hands and have a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for always being there for us, for promising that you'll never leave our side. Though there are times we don't understand your ways, because your ways are higher and greater than our ways, you know, we take great comfort in knowing that you make our heart your home and that we can trust your promises. This we ask in Jesus' name.